Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Celebrating 8 years is radio's small business superhero. He's a syndicated radio host, syndicated columnist, author of two books, and all-around nice guy.
The most fantastic crime fighter the world has ever known.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me today. If you've already been listening, if you just tuned in, welcome aboard. We're glad to have you here as well. Bill Schley, is on his way. We're going to be getting him. We haven't quite connected with him yet, but that's in the process of happening right now. But I'm going to continue to talk to you about branding. I'm going to get us started on the branding topic because I think this is a very important topic. One of the things that, in fact, I think it's one of the most important topics small business owners can think about. One of the things I like to do, ladies and gentlemen, is get small business owners as much as possible out of the trenches. It's one of the things I do when I speak to audiences, like I did yesterday in Dallas, Texas, to small business audiences. And I'd like to take them up out of the, get them out of the trenches and get them up to maybe, to altitude, maybe 30,000 feet and look around you. And I think that's what you've got to do to really appreciate your brands. And when I talk about your brand, I'm not talking about your logo. I'm not talking about the business card, the sign. I'm not talking about your paint scheme, although those are all part of your brand. But those are the things that are right out there on the table. Those are the things you can hold, you can feel them, your customers can see them. Those are all things that anybody can do. Anybody can pay somebody money to create a brand, to create a logo. Anybody can pay money to help you decorate your building to where it's the most appealing to customers' eyes. Maybe, you know, the sounds and the smells of your business, all those things, those are all part of the brand. But the brand part I'm talking about, the branding that I'm talking about is not so much out on the table. It's not so much up on the post out front. It's not so much on the walls. It's what's in the minds and the hearts of the people, of the human beings. Because think about this. Who doesn't know a restaurant that is the most unassuming, it's in the most unassuming building? Maybe it's in a wretched looking building. Maybe it's in fact, the best lobster I ever ate in my life was in a building that had been was a converted garage. The best seafood I ever ate was in a building that I wasn't sure wasn't going to fall down. It wasn't very attractive. The exterior wasn't all that attractive, but over the years, these folks had established something that was very special and that made people want to come back. And not only that, made people want to tell their friends about this place, whether it be a restaurant, whether it be a retail store or whoever, it doesn't matter. What the way you treat your customers, the way you feel about your own business, the way your employees feel about their business, about the business they work in, all of those feelings, all of those emotions, that attitude, the culture that you build inside of your business, all of those things are part of your brand. Now, those things can happen accidentally, or they can happen with intention. They can be something that just happens, or they can be part of a plan, and you have to decide that. You're the one, as the leader, as the founder of your organization, you're the one who has to decide, okay, is my brand just going to happen? Is it going to be tossed to and fro by the winds? Is it going to be decided by what my competitors say about me? Is it going to be decided by what people who had a bad experience say about my company? How is my brand going to be defined? And if you don't realize that your brand will be defined one way or another, and you have a choice. You can either allow it to be defined by whomever and whatever, or you can actively be part of and be in control of the defining of your brand. And when you understand those two things, then you'll do a better job of developing your brand. And we're going to talk about that a little bit more right after these messages. It's almost 20 after. Actually, it's almost 22. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. We'll be right back. Stay with me.
Give you my dog surprise.
It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Welcome back. Thank you very much for joining me. My website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you check it out when you get a chance and use it to your advantage. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Don't forget to check out our blog. And thank you to all of you who have been using both of those recently. We appreciate it very much. We're talking about branding. And, you know, there are two ways for you to think about branding. One is the stick and the other is the carrot. Now, here's the stick method for you to think about branding. If I don't brand, I'll use the carrot first, actually. If I do a better job of branding, then I will have more business. And that's a nice way to think about it, and that's the truth. If I do a better job of branding my business, And if I have something compelling, if I have something that's of value, and I can put all that together so that it's compelling to customers, then they'll come back and I'll have more business and I'll be successful and God will be in his heaven and all will be right with the world. That's the carrot approach. For some reason, for small business owners, that's not enough. I don't know why it is that for small businesses, we are so lackadaisical. We're so indifferent toward branding. Maybe it's because there's just too many other things to think about, and branding is not calling us on the phone and saying you need more money in the bank, or complaining about something going on here or there, or not showing up for work. Branding's not doing that. Branding is just out there saying, okay, I'm here. I'm going to be here. You can maintain me. You can pay attention to me if you want to. But you know, I'm not going to give you any pressure. I'm not going to give you any trouble. So maybe that's what branding's doing. And so we, in small businesses, we think, we focus on these other things in the trenches. Remember I was talking about the trenches? We get in the trenches and we focus on those things instead of really taking a moment to get above all those things, to go up to altitude just a little bit and look around us. And so we let branding slide, I think, a lot. And I think we also think that a brand is something that the big companies have. I know I've said this before, but I really believe it's true. That we think it's something the big companies have. That it's only General Motors or Xerox or Aflac or somebody like that, or the Geico, Gecko and all that. We think those are brands, and they are brands, but they're just symbols. Those things are just symbols, folks. Remember what I said about on the table? Those things are on the table. I've got an Aflac duck sitting on my table, on my desk, so that someone gave me once. Those are just symbols. They're just icons. That's all they are. And in my opinion, that's not what a brand is. And certainly for you and me as small business owners, it can't be what our brand is, because you and I don't have enough money to build an icon into that, with that, into that kind of recognition. We don't have that ability to do that. So maybe we need to think about the stick, not the carrot, the stick. Rather than saying, okay, if I do a better job of building a positive culture in my business, if I do a better job of building the, you know, getting the my internal customers to be happy so that they'll take care of my external customers and we'll all be happy, and the happier people are, the warmer people feel about, customers feel about my business, the more they'll do business with me. If I can't get you to do that, maybe the stick approach will work. And that is this, and I alluded to it in the previous segment. Your brand will be defined. The question is, are you going to do it, or are you going to allow someone else to do it? A brand, every business has a brand. Every single, even those businesses where the owners have never spent one penny, never taken one step, never had one thought in their mind about their brands. Those companies, those businesses have a brand. But unfortunately, they let somebody else do it for them. You can either build and maintain your brand, or you can let some, or someone else will do it. And here's who those someone else's are. First, they're your customers. Your customers are at least the people who came in your door, I should say. They might not be customers. They might just be people who came in, who drove by your building, who met someone who works for you, who called on the phone, who looked you up on the online, or and then, you know, maybe didn't find you, or who tried to find you in the Yellow Pages. Could be just a drive-by. That's right. Some of this stuff happens in a drive-by fashion. And so those people, the public at large, your customers, your former customers maybe, and your prospects, those people are defining your brand every day. Even if you're defining it, they're hoping you define it. But if you're not defining your own brand, they are 50% then of who's defining your brand. And if you're not involved in the development of your brand, I have some bad news for you. The news from your customers and your prospects is probably not all that good. You're probably not getting the right word out there about who you are. When we come back after these messages, I'm going to tell you who the other people are who are defining your brand. Right after these messages, it's 10 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Stand your ground. Don't let your bad breaks go getting you down. Even when times get rough and you've had enough, you've still gotta try.
Welcome back. It's 7 till the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're talking about branding. And in the previous segment, I mentioned if you're not developing your, well, you know, let's divide this branding thing into a pie. There you've got this whole branding pie, and you can carve this pie up, you know, two different ways. One way is you contribute to the brand. You're part of the development of the brand, of your brand. And so you get a piece of that pie. Now, it might be a third, it might be a half, it might be a fourth, depending on your level of involvement, depending on how proactive you are, depending on how aware you are of the importance of having and maintaining a brand and of you defining that brand. And then the other parts of the pie are your customers and prospects, which I talked about a minute ago. The third element, the third influencer of your brand are your competitors. And so if you're not at all involved in the development of your brand, then your pie, your brand pie, is going to be split into two halves. And half, one half is going to be defined by the people who try to contact you, who try to do business with you. Maybe they do business with you. And not to say that you're making everybody unhappy. I'm not saying that, because you probably aren't. You're making some people happy. Some people are, maybe you got folks who are coming back. But you also may have some people, if you're not, unless you're just the luckiest person in the world, you're probably, if you're not thinking about your customers and how you're meeting the world, how you're meeting the marketplace, then you probably got a lot of brain damage out there. You got a lot of bad will out there. And those people are defining your brand as well. So half of your brand is being defined by the people who you do business with or you want to do business with. The other half is going to be defined by your customers. Competitors. Some competitors are going to be, professional, and they're not necessarily going to overtly bash you, but they might. They're not going to help you. That's for sure. They're not going to have any respect for you if you don't have a well-developed brand. And whenever the opportunity presents itself, they're going to do their best to minimize you. The unprofessional ones will lead with that. They'll say, well, you don't want to do business with those guys because, et cetera, et cetera. So now we have this branding pie that I talked about a minute ago. And you get to decide, are you going to let the unhappy people that you have dealt with, the unhappy customers and prospects, are you going to let them define your brand along with your competitors and let them have the entire branding pie? Or are you going to say, wait a minute, I'm going to take back this pie? You're not going to make everybody happy. And so, therefore, some customers are going to get a little piece of that. Some of the negative experiences are going to get a little bitty piece of that pie. But what you want is for your happy customers to carve their own larger piece of that pie out of your branding pie. Your competitors, the better you are at branding, the more your competitors, they may not, they may want to beat you, but they will respect you. And you'll hear them say something like, well, you know what, those guys do a good job, but we think we can do it better. Well, they have to say things like that if you're obviously so strong in your marketplace that you've got lots of business. That's how you get respect from customers, is by beating them in the marketplace, by being so competitive, and by adding so much value to your relationships that they have to respect you. They have to say that. So now you've got more of your customers who are telling their friends about you, and you got your competitors saying that are at least respecting you. And all this is happening because you've taken back a big portion of this branding pie by making sure that the positive things, the appealing things, the value of doing business with you is not just in your sign, not just in your paint scheme, not just in the products you sell, but in the people who deliver those things and the way they make your customers feel when they come to do business with you. Something to think about. I like talking about branding, small business owners. I hope you'll think more about branding in the days and months ahead. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'll be back on the other side of the news with Dan Danner and Tim Berry. Don't go away.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.